Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and health coach, and the founder of FormFit, a community where I help busy moms move more. As a busy and sometimes overwhelmed mom of three myself, I understand that it can be difficult to find ways to live and raise healthy families. It is my goal to help provide you with the information you need to help raise healthy humans. I want to wish you all the happiest of holidays. This is such a wondrous time for our families, and I hope that you are enjoying this holiday season. Right now, we are a week into the holidays, and you may notice that you are starting to feel overwhelmed. Your energy might be starting to deplete because you have a lot that you're thinking about as a mom. It is our responsibility to do most everything in regards to the holidays. So you might be baking cookies. You might be working on all of the meals and coming up with what meals you're going to be making for the holidays. You're then also the one going out and shopping and getting all the gifts for not only your family, but maybe the extended family and friends and your children's friends. Lots of that going on. And then you have to then wrap those presents and make sure everything is perfect. And then if you have other things that you need to do in regards to Christmas, maybe you have certain things that you ensure that you do every year because they are your holiday traditions, you have those as well. And if your children are in school, then you are adding up all of those events that are occurring at the school. So it can be really overwhelming, and I just want you to take a deep breath and remember that the way that you get energy is through movement. Movement and taking care of yourself. So I want us to think about what we can do this month to create a healthier holiday. And I don't mean, oh, we're going to cut back on the sugar, and we're going to cut back on the alcohol, and we're going to stop doing this, this, and this. No. What I want you to do is let's look at what we can add into our day to create a healthier holiday than what we are going to take away. So one thing that I always recommend people do, I'm sure you've heard me hundreds of times say this, but it's move just a little bit. If you are new to movement or don't feel like you can move right now in the way because you're too busy, you don't have time, just give me 5 minutes. Do something for 5 minutes. I don't care what you do. You can decide what you do. Or if you need help, I am here to guide you. I can help you. I have many YouTube videos. I have fun challenges that we do. Right now I have the movement advent that I mentioned as well. So there are things that you can do, but take 5 minutes. And if you commit to just 5 minutes, you will more likely continue on past those original 5 minutes. The other thing is just keep moving throughout your day. Try to move as much as possible. And this should be fairly easy right now because you're out buying gifts and you're doing a lot of things. You're putting things under the tree. You are, like I mentioned, wrapping. You are probably running to the grocery store and doing things like that. So you're going to be very busy. But I want you to look at movement as more than just exercise. So even just when you are wrapping your gifts, get down on the floor to wrap your gifts, because there's a different element that comes into play when you bring your hips down onto the floor rather than up on the table. So it changes the way you move. It changes your hip positions. And that is something I want you to think about when you're doing stuff like wrapping presents. Another thing that we love to do, we do live in a neighborhood that has sidewalks, but if you don't, there might be a neighborhood within your town where you can go for a walk around the neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights. And we'll sometimes have fun with it and we'll all grab a hot chocolate and walk around together. But it takes that element of getting out of the car rather than driving through the community. Get out of the car and go for a nice walk. You can do this as a bike ride as well, but just take, you know, find those little things that you can do to change it up a bit. You're keeping that same Christmas tradition, but you're changing it up a bit for more movement. Another way you can get more movement is turn on that holiday music. I mean, this is such a time when people like to listen to the holiday music. So turn it on, enjoy it in the house, and you will start to see that you will start to move more. You'll dance around the house and move more, and so will your children while you're doing this. So have fun with it. While you're making dinner, you can turn on some music and dance around the house. So that's another thing that I usually recommend people do. The third thing that I'm going to recommend is stop outsourcing your movement. I believe I've mentioned this in the past, but this has to do with the amazing thing that technology has provided us, but it has outsourced our movement. So instead of going to the grocery store, we all click on Instacart and magically our groceries appear at our front door. But think of all the steps and the movement that is taken away when we do that. Same thing with purchasing from Amazon. If you're buying everything from Amazon and everything's being delivered to your door, you're not taking a lot of steps like you would if you had to go out to the mall and go to all the different shops and looking that way. Now, I do understand that time is of the essence. So I'm not saying change it all, but look at what you can do to maybe think about things differently. Where can you maybe bring some of that small movement back into your life? Where do you have time? Maybe you can turn it into an afternoon with your husband and you guys can go on a shopping date where you go together. Or if you have older children, taking them each out to pick out presents for siblings, making it more fun rather than just click, 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 cart full, buy the product, it's all delivered to the front door. But just working on trying to get back into doing a little bit more for yourself than rather outsourcing everything. The fourth thing I usually recommend is find a friend to work out with. Call someone up. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Can we go for a walk? So many times during, especially during the holidays, we want to get together with people, reconnect people with people we haven't seen in a while, and we all decide to go out to dinner or let's go grab a drink or let's go grab a coffee. And then we sit wherever that is and we drink our coffee or we have our drink or have our dinner and we're sitting. What if you changed it up? What if you said, hey, I'm going to grab some coffees. I'll meet you at the park and we'll go for a walk around the park together. You still have your coffee with your friend. You still get the fun chit chat, but you're going to walk while you do it. It may also be fun to go try something new in the way of fitness classes. So maybe you've always wanted to try the yoga studio around the corner, but you've been nervous about going alone. Great opportunity to call a friend you haven't seen in a while. Hey, I just wanted to maybe see if you'd be interested in going with me to a yoga class. for a fun afternoon or morning time with your friend. It might be something even that you could give as a gift to a friend, maybe giving them a certain amount of classes and you go to the classes together. So that would depend, you know, on what is being offered in your community, but that's just something I was thinking of that might be fun. You know, there's these fun different aerial yogas and different things that you can do as well that might be fun. And then consistency is key, making sure that you are committing to it every day. Every day. Does it mean you have to work out every day and break a sweat? No, but it does mean you need to find ways to move every single day in your life. Go for a walk. I had someone mention to me the other day that they wanted, it was their goal to get up in the morning and go for a run again. And what I said is, maybe what's holding you back is that thought of having to go out and run. What if you prefaced it, I'm going to go out for a walk today? Because I think we all tend to enjoy walking, right? It's less strenuous. You can go out there and you can listen to music. You can listen to a podcast. You know, it's very simple and not stressful. So I said to her, why don't you just look at this as an opportunity to go out for a walk, to get outside for a few minutes a day, get that fresh air. It's beautiful where we currently live. So you've got that cool morning air. You get to watch the sun rise up and you have a few minutes to yourself to just relax. And then once you're out there, if you decide you want to run from this mailbox to the next mailbox, then go for it. But that's not what you are setting yourself up for before you walk out the door. Once you're out there, based on how you're feeling, will decide what you do next. So if you don't feel like jogging, then don't jog. We are all adults and we are so hard on ourselves about what needs to be done, or we hear what needs to be done. I'm hoping that you understand that what I'm recommending is not stuff I think you need to do. It's more, what can you do to make yourself feel better? What can you do to provide yourself more energy today? And if it means just getting up and walking out the door and walking to your mailbox and then coming back in, then that's all you need for movement in that day. Maybe tomorrow, when you walk out to that mailbox, you decide to walk up to the stop sign in your community. And then maybe the next day you walk even further. That is the goal for movement. And then when it comes to nutrition and what you should be eating during this time, I'm going to recommend just ensuring, what can I add to my plate rather than what can I take away? What can I add to my plate? And if you can focus on adding more fruits and vegetables onto your plate, especially if you can do it first. So when you go to fill up your plate, you add your fruits and your vegetables first, and then add the other items, then I think you're going to set yourself up better than if you add all the fat-filled goodness that's out there, and then you only have a little space left for like the green beans. That's what we need to start flipping. That is, focus on filling the plate with your fruits and vegetables, and then whatever room is left, you can fill with the other items. That's really what I would recommend doing, is focus on what you can bring into your diet rather than what you take away. So the more you can add fruits and vegetables into your diet, the better. And that is what I feel will help make your holidays a healthier one. So feel free to join us in our Facebook community. That is Form Fit Mom Community. We currently have our movement advent going on. It is very little. We're doing just a couple of things each day. And let us know when you come over there what you are doing to make your holidays a little healthier. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.